As she turns her head and focuses on me, I lift her palm to my mouth, press a kiss in its center. "You are so brave," I tell her, and then I smile. "When I grow up, I want to be just like you." To my surprise, Kate shakes her head hard. Her voice is a feather, a thread. "No, Mommy," she says. "You'd be sick." In my first dream, the IV fluid is dripping too quickly into Kate's central line. The saline pumps her up from the inside out, a balloon to be inflated. I try to pull the infusion, but it's held fast in the central line. As I watch, Kate's features smooth, blur, obliterate, until her face is a white oval that could be anyone at all. In my second dream, I am in a maternity ward giving birth. My body tunnels in, my heart pulses low in my belly. There is a rush of pressure, and then the baby arrives in a lightning rush and flow. "It's a girl," the nurse beams, and she hands me the newborn. I pull the pink blanket from her face, then stop. "This isn't Kate," I say. "Of course not," the nurse agrees, "but she's still yours." The angel that arrives is wearing Armani and barking into a cell phone as she enters the hospital room. "Sell it," my sister orders. "I don't care if you have to set up a lemonade stand in Faneuil Hall and give the shares away, Peter. I said sell." She pushes a button and holds out her arms to me. "Hey," Zan soothes when I burst into tears. "Did you really think I'd listen to you when you told me not to come?" "But..." "Faxes, phones... I can work from your home. Who else is going to watch Jesse?" Brian and I look at each other. We haven't thought that far. In response, Brian stands up, hugs Zan awkwardly. Jesse runs toward her at full tilt. "Who's that kid you adopted, Sarah? Because Jesse can't possibly be that big." She disengages Jesse from her knees and leans down over the hospital bed where Kate is sleeping. "I bet you don't remember me," Zan says, her eyes bright, "but I remember you." It comes so easy, letting her take charge. Zan gets Jesse involved in a game of tic-tac-toe and bullies a Chinese restaurant that doesn't deliver into bringing up lunch. I sit beside Kate, basking in my sister's competence. I let myself pretend she can fix the things I can't. After Zan takes Jesse home for the night, Brian and I become bookends in the dark, bracketing Kate. "Brian," I whisper, "I've been thinking." He shifts in his seat. "What about?" I lean forward so that I catch his eye. "Having a baby." Brian's eyes narrow. "Jesus, Sarah." He gets to his feet, turns his back to me. "Jesus." I stand up too. "It's not what you think." When he faces me, pain draws every line of his features tight. "We can't just replace Kate if she dies," he says. In the hospital bed, Kate shifts, rustling the sheets. I force myself to imagine her at age 4, wearing a Halloween costume, age 12, trying out lip gloss, age 20, dancing around a dorm room. "I know. So we have to make sure that she doesn't."